What makes new Simply Summer's Eve Feminine Wash different? It's simple. Seriously, that's the answer. It's made with simple ingredients. Ingredients that help stop odor and help you maintain a naturally healthy pH, gently and effectively. Here's what Simply Summer's Eve ingredients do not include. Harsh chemicals, dyes, alcohol, or parabens. And it comes in light, refreshing scents like mandarin blossom and coconut water. New Simply Summer's Eve Gentle Foaming Wash and Cleansing Cloths. Gentle by nature. Click the tile to learn more.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its superior durability, capacity, and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 2/28/18.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Flip Side, Thursday's edition with Joe Montaldo. Jim's on hiatus for the next 9 months, kind of bite. I thought about getting a replacement. I don't know. I'd have to find somebody liberal. And Jim's really liberal, but we're still friends and we can get along, and we have a lot of other interests besides politics. So him and I can get along pretty good. I just don't know about just bringing on some lefty. That I don't know, because lefties irritate me. I'm just saying, they irritate me. I'm not a righty, but I ain't a lefty either. So I'm somewhere happily snuggled in the middle, very comfortably in the middle at that. So anyway, a lot going on. I know we're going to jump right into it. The shooter, look, people, stop with the emails already. Okay. Yes, I know that there was 17 killed. I know it was who did it. I've seen all of that. I'm kind of irritated with the cops a little bit because they seem to have taken a little long to get this rolling. And I'm not sure why it took them so long to tell the parents. A lot of people seem to be upset about that. I heard a lot last night. I heard a lot this morning. You know, a lot of the parents didn't know till the wee hours of the morning. And I just that's a tough thing to wonder where your kid is that whole time. I mean, it's tough. It makes you nervous. You're antsy. And by now you figured out if your child's not home, more than likely your child's not coming home. So it's a tough thing to sit there all night and wonder what the cops are doing. Is it going to change? I don't know. And I'm not even sure how do you actually go about this? I mean, I'm not defending the cops, but I'm not hating on them either. I mean, really, do you tell the parents one at a time as you find out who it is, or do you wait till everybody is accounted for? Personally, I think they should have been informing the parents as soon as they found out. I can tell you now, if my kid was missing, I'd be down there, what the is going on, and where's my kid? I'd be seriously pissed off. It's not something I would take lightly. It's not something, I'm not a little bitty guy either. And I'm not exactly a wimpy little guy at that. So the problem here is don't let the tie fool you, people. I just wouldn't go for it. I'd have been, excuse me, you're going to tell me where's my kid, or I'm going to go find out for myself. I'm just saying, there's just no way I could have went. After a shooting like that, there's no way I could have went 24 hours not knowing where my kid was. It just would have made me completely and utterly and totally, absolutely insane. And to the fact that I had to do something about it, so... I don't know why the cop did. I haven't even heard an apology from the officers either, which kind of bothers me a little bit because I feel like this could have been handled better. It seems like to me this is something that could have easily been handled better, and it wasn't. So, maybe they should learn from this. Florida has had quite a few shootings in the last few years, and under Obama it seemed like one every few weeks. In Florida, I mean, there's probably one a week or more. When Obama was president, and it kind of slacked off when Trump, his first 6 or 7 months, but it seems to be, as we roll into the new year, it seems to be steaming right along again. Why don't y'all mourn the dead? Really find out what happened. Sounds like to me this guy was hurt and wanted to hurt somebody, actually a bunch of somebodies. He sounded like he was hurting pretty good, which I'm not making an excuse for the kid, by the way, because he's a freaking loon. But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like he was hurting and he took it out on other people. you know, is this someone's fault? Did somebody miss this? I know his mother had died. I hadn't heard anything about the father, but whose fault is this? Well, we know the FBI had been informed. The cops had been informed about it. A lot of people at school seemed to think the guy was a threat, but nothing was done. You know, I'm not sure what you're going to do about this. You know, the only thing you can really do is turn our schools into mini prisons and or mini federal buildings where we have armed guards inside, you know, armed guards watching everyone. And, of course, we have armed security at the doors, and we scan everybody coming and going. Now, I went to a school where they actually did have metal detectors in New Orleans. It was a test program, and they did it. And really and truly, for the most part, it was a real pain in the ass. You know, I don't think people realize how much metal's in your knapsack, how much crap, you know, pencils with little metal ends on the end of them, belts, hooks, loops, buttons. It's just ridiculous. And you're sitting there being winded, you know, obviously you ain't got a gun by at this point. And they're still going on, going on, going on. Well, you know, when you go to school with 1,100 kids or 2,600 kids or 3,600 kids, man, this turns into a project. You're going to have – it's going to have to be like an airport. You're going to have 8, 10 lanes coming in. And people are coming and going in schools all day long. Well, Jessica, armed security could work. But what happens if the freaking kid at school grabs a guy's gun and starts shooting people away? I'm not sure. Maybe undercover armed security. You know – I don't know what you'd make them, you know, but somebody in there that's undercover, you put 10, 15 of them, or depending on the school, anywhere from 1 to 10 of them, and have them undercover. That way nobody really knows who they are, and they could, you know, be dressed as janitors, teachers, whatever. It doesn't really matter. But, I mean, eventually at the end of school, all the time they're not teaching a class, somebody's going to figure it out. It's a tough thing. And the thing about arming teachers, I don't really feel comfortable with that. Don't get me wrong. There's a few teachers that I really think could handle weapons. But for the most part, in all my years of going to school, most teachers are not going to be well equipped to handle a weapon and could actually make the situation worse instead of better. So I don't know, guys. Guns in schools just make me nervous. I know we got to do something. You know, I understand we got to do something, and getting rid of guns isn't going to solve the problem. You know, Brian, to what you were saying, yeah, we could get rid of all the guns, but are you going to get all – look, let me put it this way. It's 300 and something million guns in the country, depending on who you want to argue with, 320 to 350. That's legal guns. There's an estimated another 160 million illegal guns. So even by some miracle, you got every gun out of the country. You still ain't going to get rid of the illegal guns. The crooks are still going to keep their guns. They're just going to be more armed, and we're not going to have any arms. It doesn't work. We see that in countries all around the world where they took away guns from the citizens. It doesn't work. And wait, what makes it worse than that? Like in Britain, I got to give them credit. There's not as many shootings as there is people with machetes hacking up people. Yeah, or bombing the subways. So let me tell you what. If somebody wants to kill somebody, they're going to find a way to do it. You, like the guy, what was in, was it Pennsylvania? Where was the guy in the truck that ran over them 10 people or 11 people? You know, he basically said, look, guys, didn't have a gun, couldn't get a gun, got an 18 wheeler. Seemed to work just as good. We seen what went on in Paris, same thing, except they had trucks and guns. So, I mean, really, like I said, when it comes down to killing people, somebody's going to find a way to kill people. And the bad part is, you know, if you take away the guns, they might resort to bombs. And that's even worse. So I don't know where we're going to go with this. I have to agree with the president and the guy in Florida today about maybe we really need to. We've been talking about this a lot. We talked a lot about this under Obama, and now we're talking about it again. We need to up the mental health program drastically. Maybe that's where the training in the school should go. Counselors that can recognize these kind of problems and at least attempt to head them off. You know, whether this kid did it or not, whether, you know, if a counselor had seen this kid, talked to this kid, tried to help this kid, you know, someone along the line might have been alerted that he had guns, or, well, he was legal anyway, he could have them. So, you know, someone might have been alerted to watch the kid. Even not, at least they would have had attempted to do it. This kid just seems to have been lost in the system and then took it out on the system. Well, I'm sorry, he didn't take it out of the system. He took it out on everyone at school who was hooked into the system. You know, killing 17, I just don't know how you kill innocents. You know, look, if you hate, if you get that much hate in you, you're hating somebody or something. You know, and I just don't understand it. And, oh, was he bullied? I don't know if he's bullied or not, but being bullied don't give you the right to go kill 17 people. Yeah, I can understand why you might feel that way or want to get revenge or something, but still, you're pretty sick if you decide you want to go kill 17 people and shoot anything else along the way that moves. There's a problem there. There's an anger there. And, you know, I was listening to one of the neighbors talk about him today and how angry he was and how mad he was and how hurt he was. And that's all true, but it still doesn't justify what he did. You know, it's hard when you're talking about this because we're looking for why this guy might have done this. And a lot of times when you're talking about it, it sounds like you're trying to justify it. No one's justifying what this guy did. This guy is going to – doesn't Florida have the death penalty? I'm pretty sure they do. So more than likely, this guy's going to die, which he deserves to do. He'll spend some time in prison, and then they'll kill him. And he's not going to get – and somebody said, what about mental health for him? Well, no, if you're going to execute him, why bother? Why waste and spend the money? You're not going to reform him. It isn't, you know, what was that guy? Remember the judge the other day in the Nesser case, that, you know, the guy who, with all the girls, you know, and she said, no, there's no chance for rehabilitation for this guy, right? Well, I mean, wouldn't it be the same for this young guy? No chance for rehabilitation. I mean, he murdered 17 teenagers in cold blood, no less. And from what I can see so far, just because he was pissed off. Yeah, might need to say the precedence there. You know, maybe they won't give him life. I don't know how you can. I will be surprised if judges don't give him like 5 life sentences, or you know, death in 20 years or something. Regardless, he's never getting out of jail again unless he escapes. So he's there. He's going to stay there unless he hangs himself or someone else kills him. That's just where it's going to be. As far as the gun control argument, y'all can leave that. There's lots of time to fight over guns. There's lots of guns to fight over, and there's lots of times to fight over guns. It's not the most important thing on the list right now. You know, we talked about this last night and a couple weeks ago, matter of fact. Cars kill more people than guns do. And until you freaking liberal hypocrites are willing to give up your automobile, I don't want to hear anything about guns. Because wait, not only do cars kill more people, you know, just in accidents, the amount of pollution are killing people by the tens of thousands. It's murdering our planet. It's murdering our people. And yet, oh, but we don't care. Let's build them faster and prettier and with more gadgets and self-driving so we can put 5 billion of these things on the road. Okay, really, people? But you're worried about guns. Yeah. You bitch about climate control and climate change every damn day, but you don't want to get rid of your car. You're hypocrites. The worst kind of hypocrites. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Well, we got to get rid of guns. They kill too many people. Well, you know, not near as many as cars do. Let's get rid of them cars because they kill people. Oh, no, no. We can't do that. Well, let's get rid of them cars because they kill the planet. Oh, guns don't kill the planet. No, but cars do, and they kill people too. Oh, no, no, no. Let's not get rid of our cars. No. Okay. I'm just saying. We could have mass transit. We don't have to have cars. Y'all all know that. We could have transit systems that go everywhere in our beautiful country. For that matter, everywhere on the planet. We don't have to have cars. We choose to have cars. Just like we choose to have guns. It's a choice. I'm just saying. You know, when you look at your automobile, every time you should be ashamed, especially if you're one of these bleeding heart liberals who are going to bitch about climate change and bitch about gun control, that every time you start your car, you should hang your head in shame. Really, you should just loathe. And even if you drive a Prius or some other hybrid, you should still, because y'all don't know, hybrids are far worse than gas vehicles are. The mining of the lithium alone makes its carbon footprint almost 50 times more of a normal car. Right now, solar cars or any kind of cars that run on battery do far more harm to the environment than conventional gas cars do. Just fact check it out. You don't have to believe me. Their carbon footprint is huge. I think a Prius leaves a carbon footprint of about 4 rigs or something. So it's huge. I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, in 100 years, it might not be like that. Maybe even 50 years, it may not be like that. But right now, it's like that. So not only are you causing more harm to the planet. I don't know, people. You know, I'm just tired of hypocrisy. Let's just be honest. If you want to talk about controls and doing this and doing that, then let's really talk about it. I mean, let's talk. I mean, cars are, again, far more deadly than guns are. Lots of things are actually far more deadly than guns are. I guess we could get into all of that, but y'all gonna get really upset really fast because a lot of things are going to have to go bye-bye. Look, we're going to ban heart attacks. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't read it before I read it to y'all. No, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, you have to take that over God. I have, you know, as far as I know, no one down here has any input on that other than you taking care of your own heart. I don't think there's any other input on that. But anyway, getting back into some news. Now, while we're on this, because I've seen somebody bring up the controversy about the flag and the Olympics, there is no controversy, okay? The dude just won his gold. He's a little bit, you know, crazed. He was trying to wrap the flag around. He got to stepping on it. I'm not hating on the guy. He was way over enthusiastic and just generally happy. I know it's not like he grabbed the flag and set on fire, was just digging his feet in the dirt and, you know, going, "Oh, I hate you Americans, you pigs. That's not what he was doing. So, yeah, I'm just saying it's not what he was doing. So, get off of that, move on. I'm sorry. That was a reading guy. Sorry. I apologize. There's like five conversations going on while I'm talking here. Flu vaccine just 25% effective against worse strains this year, CDC says. So you can get your flu shot and you have a 25% chance that it's going to work. Look, just get it anyway. I mean, I haven't got mine. I haven't been around anywhere to get one lately. Usually I'm somewhere. I can just pop in and get one. And I'm only 50, so I'm still pretty healthy. But I watch it, and, you know, and if you can avoid it, it would be nice. But they were saying this actually helps lower the intensity of flu. I don't know about that. I know a couple people who's had the flu, it's had the vaccination, and it was still pretty damn bad. So, but guys, look, for most places, it's free. And if it's not, it's $20. So go get it. Let them just shoot you in the arm. Get the vaccination, and if it works for you, hell, that's you wanted the 25%, the lucky ones. Yes, Carol, actually, that's just the CDC, Center for Disease Control. Sorry, I didn't realize what you were asking yet. It's Center for Disease Control. Moving on, let's see. 1 in 6 children now live in war zones, report reveals. You know, I gotta wonder about this sometimes. 1 in 6. India and China aren't in war zones, right? So that's almost 2.5 billion. America, Europe, that's a little over 3.5 billion, 3.25 billion. South America, about another billion. Sam, I'm not sure this is a completely accurate report. Yes. There's a lot of wars being fought in Africa right now because the Middle East is in Africa, so, or in North Africa. So you've got 5 or 6 countries over there in constant chaos. And you got a skirmish. Well, you had a skirmish in Ukraine, but that's really all that's going on right now on the planet. So I'm not feeling 1 in 6 children live in war zones. See, and this is what causes problems on our planet and in our country. The average intelligent human, it's like when you see these commercials on TV, 5,000 people die every 5 minutes of this, or 22 people die every second of this. And when you start actually sitting there and adding up the numbers, you're like, wow, man, that's like 10 million people a year. Come on, really? You know it's bullshit. And they're talking about just in our country. It was the world, mate, but so you know it is. Let's see. Among child living conflicts, zones rocked since the early 90s, and here's why. Well, since the 90s, it's still pretty much the Middle East. India and China are not in war zones. Neither is Russia, neither is the United States, neither is Europe, none of, with the exception of Venezuela. in South America. I'm not sure. I mean, really, the Middle East is pretty much the war zone. And I'm not thinking that it's 1 in 6 children. Maybe it's 1 in 12 children. let's see who actually put this study out. I'm kind of curious. These liberal studies make me crazy sometimes. Yes, you know, that's, you know, I used to have hair right here. And because of these kind of things, I'm just teasing, guys. Yeah, that's that. One of my friends like to say it's because I used to like to go really, really fast on motorcycles. I don't think that's what it is either. We don't want to tell him that then. Anyway, that's not going to give it to me, will he? That is special. Comes from Euro News, which we carry a lot of Euro. We feature a lot of Euro News links. We feature these days Euro News, MSN, Yahoo, some Fox, some CNN, but really we try to stay away from the rest of it. I see South Africa's got a new president. That's interesting in itself. I was going to do this one. We're going to say this one for another show. strange but real tax laws from all 50 states. Yes, we're going to say that maybe for the Saturday show, where we get a little bit more time, because I can already tell it's one of these links that we'd have to get in depth a little bit more. Oh, my favorite person. America's 12 wealthiest presidents. Y'all have any idea who they might be? I don't know. I don't know. I see Donald Trump, right? Excuse me. Is right on the very top of the list. I mean, I don't know if he's the wealthiest, but he's just right on top of the list. And let's see who all we got in here. Let's see. John Taylor, number 12, 10th president, 57.7 million. That's back then. That was Barack. Well, I mean, that's what he had back then. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, number 11. I know. William Jefferson Clinton. Now, I'm just going to leave this alone so I get in trouble here. damn, where's my voice going? William Jefferson Clinton. Really? This was a broke. He's a broke dog when he went into when he left Arkansas as a governor and went to. Damn it. I'm sorry, guys. And became president. So he made all of his money while he was president and after being president. Y'all really believe that? I mean, and people try to tell me the guy's not crooked, right? Well, currently he said he's made $75 million on booking speeches. 42nd president. Yes, $75 million on booking speeches. Well, we know the Clinton Foundation's worth, what, $1.5 billion? Just saying, guys. It's just stinky, but, you know, we'll leave him alone. He's the Clinton, so we'll leave him alone. We don't want to get the Hillary on us. Herbert Clark Hoover, he was 31st president, worth $83 million. Ooh, pretty good, pretty good. Lyndon Johnson, what was he? What was he, $109 million, 36th president. There we go, there we go. James Madison, 4th president. He would be worth $113 million today. He is one scary-looking bastard. I mean, he looks like something you'd see in Halloween, guys. I should have put this on the other computer where y'all can see it. Andrew Jackson, there we go. Source of fortune, plantation. He'd be worth $132 million today. Theodore Roosevelt, 26th president, $139 million. There you go. Thomas Jefferson would be worth $236 million today. He was a 3rd president. I shouldn't have to tell y'all that. Number 3, George Washington. He would be worth, an estimated by just for inflation, $587 million today. Damn, man. And how did he get his money? We're just going to leave that one alone. None of us were allowed back then, so we're going to leave it alone. Here we go. John Kennedy would be worth $1.1 billion today. Pretty good. Pretty good. And according to this, Donald Trump would be worth, well, he is worth, or they're saying he's worth $3.1 billion. Well, Donald, man, that's a little down from 9, buddy. We better check somebody's math here. $3 billion, 9 million. I'm just saying, that's a big difference. But there y'all go, your top wealthiest presidents. Illinois is one of the worst states to be unemployed in. Yeah, bitch, Illinois is one of the worst states to do anything in. Sorry, not hating, but I've been there several times. And Chicago is just dirty. I always feel like I need to take a shower after I've been driving through it. It's just a dirty feeling city. It's one of the things you got to kind of go, what the hell happened here? But, you know, I was thinking about it because a couple people have been texting while we've been talking. But should it be okay for presidents to make money in the White House or after the White House? I mean, we shouldn't be able to. I don't think this is what makes it tough. How do you tell them they can't use their contacts they made while president to make a fortune after they're no longer president? And because I've always wondered why presidents don't, you know, get into other things or get into businesses. Most of them just seem to go make tours and go to colleges or businesses and speak and make their money that way. I mean, Bush doesn't do anything. He just paints. And he's not doing it for money. He's just doing it because he wants to do it. Daddy Bush, you know, and nobody else. And Jimmy's, you know, so that's another one you can't think about. So, I mean, really, if you go back, even when you think back to all the presidents in the last 100 years, they seem to just go do their thing and stay out of the way of the other president. Is that like a rule, an unspoken rule? Is that something we have to adhere to? Is that something we should have to be worried about? Because it's weird. And, you know, when you listen to people talk about Obama, Obama should be saying this about Trump, and Obama should be saying that about Trump, and Obama should be saying this about Trump. But why? Bush didn't do that to him. And Bush could have. I mean, Obama made some pretty rookie mistakes early on. And then when they tried to shove health care down everybody and pissed off the country and they lost the House, Bush could have had a field day there, but he did. You know, same thing with Reagan. Well, not with Reagan, because Reagan could, you know, Alzheimer's had kind of kicked in by then. But Daddy Bush could have done it. Clinton could have done it. Carter could have done it. Any president could heckle the next president because they know what the hell's going on. They know what the job entails. They know the secrets. But they don't. They just, I guess, because once you learn the truth, whatever the truth may be, you don't feel that need anymore. I guess you know that you know, oh man, this guy's going to find out what I found out. And, you know, shit. Yeah, politics is just politics, but this is the world. And obviously, we don't know what the real world is to them. Because, you know, presidents, Trump's probably the first president in my lifetime that I've actually seen go in and just start keeping promises. It's not that other presidents haven't kept promises. A lot of them have. Just not many of them. Trump's like got a scorecard and he's checking them bitches off as he's going. And I'm kind of like, wow, you know, you just, it kind of throws you for a loop. You know, for politicians usually aren't that way. Politicians are usually screw you as much as they can, screw you some more after they screwed you as much as they can, and then give you a little something so you don't put their whole stinking party in prison. It just seems precarious. How's that? That'll work. But anyway, we're going to, Dean, we're going to, his name is Dean and his name is John Dean, actually. So he messes with me. But anyway, when we stop, y'all are distracting me. Stop it. That's it, man. When we do the news this week, I'm cutting these boys off. They're getting put on another. They got a group message going, and they're just spamming the hell out of me with all kind of stupid news. Yes, there's a lot going on in the world. I mean, it's a 50-minute show, and there's no way to cram everything in, especially when y'all are making me think about other stuff. So, oh, no, that's true. We do stream Elon's Musk Starman a lot of times. I actually don't have it on tonight. It will be in a little while, but it's not right now. Yes, we actually do stream it. We've been streaming it since he put it in space, but only on the live broadcast, not on the reruns or not on the station 24/7, just on the live broadcast. So if you're listening to us live, generally you can catch the stream and check it out while we're talking, unless we're doing something else where we're using the media for something more than that. We usually do it. And that's a damn good question, Christina, because it should be. I just seen a text that came from Christina. It should be. I don't know why it's not. Unless it's on the other channel, which for some reason we've been having a weird issue with. But I'll tell you about that when we get out of here in a little bit. Damn, man, I'm just trying to lose my voice, man. I don't know what the hell's up with that. Sorry, guys. Too much running, too much craziness, and not enough rest, I guess. A lot going on these days. No, we don't talk about that kind of stuff on this show. Sorry, guys. Anyway, stop. Oh, that's it. Where's this box? I'm closing this damn thing. Yes, because now I'm going to have to go back and edit the show because I'm been distracted. Yes, that's a good thing when I really want to do it. But, you know, for the most part, the way the news has been going lately, there's been a lot of stuff that's been interesting going on just to keep up with. Just everyday news. Now, I'm not going to really – yeah, Brian, the Russian collusion, we're just going to leave it alone. We were reporting like everybody else was, but until something comes out of it, some kind of evidence other than the Democrats or the Republicans screaming at each other, I'm just going to leave it alone. I mean, there's just nothing right now. Mueller's not saying that, and Trump's not doing anything. No one seems to be really interested in anything at the moment. There's too much other crap in the air. There's what now, like 5 memos that are out that suggest the FBI was all up to stupidness. And then with this shooter down here that they said that had been reported to the FBI, and the FBI didn't even, I don't know, get involved. And I don't know, I'm just reporting what the news did. It just seems the whole thing sounds bad for them, or there was bad leadership. But I don't know. I mean, we're only going by the news. You know, what's being reported to us is all we can deal with. And a lot of times, I don't feel like the news is really representing us or telling us the truth of it. Man, a lot of times I think they're just doing along political lines, and that's what they feel the most comfortable with. It's just irritating. I mean, the truth is out there, but most of the time you got to fight, dig, scar, and scratch for the damn thing to get to it. So, you know, doesn't matter who you're listening to, whether it's me or anyone else, any network, any radio show, any TV show, anywhere, you should always check the sources. Check the sources, do your own homework, know what the topic is, understand the discussion, and of course, assert your opinion where needed. Or where you feel like it may do help, or, you know, just try not to do harm and try to help. It usually works out pretty good when you do it like that. It's not 100% effective, mind you, but it works pretty good. But anyway, I'm going to get back to the news now because we keep getting distracted and talking about stuff that we shouldn't be. Yeah. Yes, anyway, getting back to the super volcano near Japan seems to be building up for an eruption. Super volcano? What the hell is going on our planet? I mean, we got hurricanes last 2 weeks of hurricane season like they were just being spun out of control. Now we got super volcanoes heating up. Hopefully it's not a caldera, just it's us, you know, gotta figure out what the difference between a super volcano and a caldera is, but it doesn't sound good. And as I'm talking to you, I'm reading this article, it really doesn't sound good. Hopefully it will bleed off some pressure and some steam and not blow the hell out of Japan. Japan has some of the worst luck when it comes to natural disasters. Really, they may have it worse than the U.S. does. And let's see. I seen that comment, Elizabeth, about Japan and Korea. Yeah, we talked about that last night, actually. I understand why the newscaster made that comment, saying that Korea modeled itself after Japan, because in a lot of ways they probably did. Japan was highly successful. I mean, come on, we were bitching because they were buying up America. So, I mean, they were highly successful. They had a lot going on. Of course, they were a good democratic society to model ourselves after. I mean, really and truly, it comes right down to it. They were successful. And of course, they didn't have to worry about a military because, you know, they were a protectorate technically because of the war, but still. Just it's a good country to model itself after. So, and we know they did in a lot of ways, but I could also see why they got offended, because of course Japan had conquered South Korea or Korea and basically occupied it for years. And Japanese, unfortunately, were not very nice people back in the day. Very brutal, you know, lots of kind of different types of torture. They seemed to really understand torture quite well. It seemed like they understood a lot of things quite well. So I can understand why South Korea got upset when the caster said it, but still, the truth is the truth. I mean, if you had to push it, thank you, man. If you had to push it to the economics, I'm pretty sure that's what you would get. You would get what looks like a South Korea modeling yourself after Japan. And South Korea, you shouldn't get offended because you've been very successful with it. You know, with in Asia and America, it's helped y'all a lot. So I'm just saying, you should be happy that it's been that successful. And move on. Don't, I mean, it's the Olympics. Don't get hurt. I didn't get hurt because when I went over there the other day, I was still serving dog. I mean, I have pet dogs wherever they may be right now, but I have two chihuahuas, pretty little things. Used to have some kittens, but right now currently have dogs. Now I don't know, once you eat my damn dog, I might get damn upset you eat my dog. But still, I was there and y'all were eating dogs and I didn't get all offended about it and butthurt. I just said, okay, you know, it's something that goes on here and they eat dogs. Even the one dog I see him eating was kind of cute before they killed it. Sorry. Probably more information y'all need to know, but it's part of it. And the funny part was, the reason we went and find out about this is because originally the South Korean government had asked all the restaurants in that part of Korea, in South Korea, where they serve dog, if they would please take it off the menu, why the tourists were in town. Yes, most of the world does not eat dog and are probably offended when they go into a restaurant. It is funny. And see dog on the menu. Is it a type of dog? Is it just say dog fricassee, a smothered dog, or is it like smothered chihuahua or Pekingese or something like that? I'm just curious. I didn't look and I want to know. It's just one of the things. Glenda, you're right. To everybody who lost their life in Florida today and yesterday, I should say, all the heroes that put their lives in the way and died to make sure children, man, I hope y'all found a good place on the other side. I really do. I hope there's a special place for y'all. Because really and truly, anybody who's willing to put their life on the line for someone they don't know, that's the ultimate sacrifice. It's just one of those sacrifices that I have to tell you, most people in this world would not make. It's kind of sad to have to say it, but I guarantee you most people would not do that. Those are extra special people who will throw their lives on the line for other people. Children, you know, yes, Gene, I agree that, you know, people do it more for children than for adults, but still, it takes someone special to do it. Most people's instinct is to run, flee, save my ass. That's what most people's instinct is. So I just wanted to say thanks to their families. I know it doesn't help because they're gone, but still, if you got to go, that's the way to go. Honorable. Luke Wilson historically pulls pinned woman from her flip BMW after a deadly LA crash that hurt Bill Haas. Wow, we got Hollywood stars saving people. Shit. I know the world's coming to an end. I know it's coming, man. Somebody lied to me. The world is on its way to the close. Now, this one here, I got to say, I'm not sure how I would react to this. Passion recalls flight from hell after three-year-old screamed for 8 hours straight. I would be like, land this. Write this minute now and let me off this son of a bitch. I mean, come on. 8 hours? What was the dad or the mom doing? If my kid was doing what this kid was doing, he'd be getting an ass whooping. I'm not even going to lie to you. If my son was that age and he was doing that and jumping around in them chairs like that, and no. I don't care how much trouble I'd have got in, he was getting an ass whooping. If I was going to have to listen to him scream, I was going to get some pleasure out of it. Because that's bullshit. I hate parents like that. Oh, well, I'm sorry, but that's just how he is. Really? Wait till he gets about 15 and pulls that shit. And we'll see just how he is after that. You know, parents, listen, guys. You're doing harm to your child when you do not prepare them for the real world. Oh, they need safe spaces. Let me tell you what. When you get into the corporate world, there ain't no freaking safe space. Okay? There ain't none. When you get into sports, there ain't no safe space. There ain't no safe spaces in anything real. Sorry. All you're doing is making your child unprepared for the real world. Children, some things, I know we don't like our children to know shit, but some things they just need to know. they need to be prepared for the idiots that are out there, really, because there are a lot of idiots running loose, and they really need to be prepared for it. And frankly, I'm tired of the wishy-washy bullshit. Oh, well, you know, oh, my kid can scream, and he can throw stuff at it. When company comes over, he can throw his feces at the company. Really? Really? Be the last time I came to your house. I'm just saying, man, it'd be the last time I come to your house. It's just one of them stupid things. Now, these kind of things, when I hear these, 4-year-old girl missing after intruder enters home and brutally beats mother. This happened in South Carolina in Charleston. What kind of sick, first off, who beats anybody in front of a kid? And I will never understand how sick someone has to be to hurt a child. I don't understand that. I will never understand the need to hurt a child. It just does not make sense. It's not something that just ever comes across my head. There's just nothing that can make it stick in there for any reason to hurt a child. You know, when I read about these sick killers and these people that take these children, or like the ones we've seen over the last few years where they had them locked up for 10 and 15 years, you know, I'm not sure if we shouldn't invent a more special place for them. Because, you know, it takes an extra sick kind of bastard or bitch. I'm sorry, I don't want to be indiscriminate and sex here, but to do these kind of things. It just never makes any sense to me why you would harm a child. I mean, look, if you want to kill adults, adults are adults. I mean, I'm not advocating anybody kill anybody, but, you know, leave the kids alone. Kids have got a hard enough freaking life without having to worry about dodging bullets at school or perverts or murderers or any other damn thing. It did take them an extra special amount of time, though, to notify those people. I hated to see that. Radio host fired after sexual allegation comment about 17-year-old Chloe Kim. You pervert. Talking about the girl on here. I couldn't tell you she's hot or not because she's all in snow gear, so you couldn't tell. But it's the Olympics, dude. It's not Sports Illustrated. Really. I'm just saying, you freaking morons. Philip Mudd breaks down on air while discussing Florida school shooting on CNN. I'm not sure why that was sent to me. I'm not even sure who he is. FBI guy, right? Yeah, I thought I heard the name before. You know, guys, there comes a point when we look at the world and we say, okay, what is it? What is it we can possibly do to make things better? Or is it that we've just gone too far and there's no coming back? I don't believe there's no coming back. I don't even think we're going that far. I just think we need to start paying more attention to what's going on, and especially when it comes to, you know, unhealthy individuals, mentally unhealthy individuals. We just need to be more vigilant and put more time and effort into finding these people and helping them. I don't know. Oh, people, come on, see? This tells you right here. This is CBS News. Now, this is the kind of shit that pisses me off. Besides what something else I just seen. White House refuses to release photo of Trump signing bill to weaken gun law. So all the media now, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS, are all trying to get him to put this out there. Why? No matter what you do, you morons, nothing's going to change gun control in the United States because 80% of America believes in owning guns. You're barking up the wrong trees. You got to convince the parents, and the parents aren't being convinced by this. I'm just telling you. This other thing over here, though. Oh, my God. So here's the Winter Olympics. Norway, 17 medals. Germany, 15 medals. United States is third with only 8 medals. Come on, USA. Where y'all at? Show up or something. And I don't want to hear, oh, it's the Winter Olympics. These countries are colder than us. Bullshit. Have you ever been up north? It gets cold up north, especially in places like Montana and Seattle. I'm not Seattle, but in northern Washington State. There's some cold territory, Maine. I don't want to hear it. And wait, if that's the truth, well, where the hell is Canada at? I haven't even seen Canon. Let me click this because I got to get out of here in a minute because coming up next is Top Secret News with Renee Chavez and Christina George. And their special guest tonight is Heather Wade from Midnight in the Desert. This is going to be a great show. I always love Heather. She always does a fabulous job wherever she's at. It's not going to give me the complete Olympic update. Well, anyway, we're going to get out of here because I don't want to waste the time looking for it. When I do the news on Saturday, I will catch up with y'all since I had 17 links marked tonight. And I think we did 5 because I kept getting sidetracked. Sorry, guys. But you can also find them post on News on the Flip Side. Right there on Facebook, we post at least 30 links every day for y'all to take a look at. To tell us what you think about or moan, groan, bitch, or see if there's something else you're interested in. Relevant news stories for the day, for the week, for the month, just depends what they are. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here again. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to News on the Flip Side, Thursday's edition with Joe Montaldo. I hope y'all truly enjoyed the show tonight. Have some fun. Enjoy your life, people. You know, get out of the heat for a while and have some fun. Good night, everybody.
Get to Old Navy. Tomorrow only, get 50% off all dresses and 50% off all men's and boys' button-down shirts. That's right. All dresses and men's and boys' button-downs are 50% off at Old Navy and OldNavy.com tomorrow. Valid 217, excludes in-store clearance.
Right now, the quickest and easiest way to a greener yard is by way of the Home Depot, where Vigoro Southern Weed and Feed is now 10% off. Vigoro's proven formula not only greens in 72 hours, it kills over 35 types of local weeds. Your grass could soon be a lot greener. And at 10% off, so could your wallet. Get growing with Vigoro Southern Weed and Feed. Now 10% off, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid February 1st to March 28th. Selection varies by store.